For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. In municipal elections that took place across the state yesterday, mid-Missouri voters made decisions on city councils, school board members, and a range of ballot issues. In Columbia, voters chose a first ward city council member, with first-time candidate Ginny Chadwick taking the majority of the votes in the council race. Columbia voters also decided on three Columbia school board seats. Those went to board members Helen Wade, Jonathan Sessions, and Paul Cushing. Boone County voters also approved a $50 million bond issue for Columbia Public Schools and $14 million for the Boone County Fire Protection District. Other notable races were decided in Ashland, Jefferson City, Harrisburg, Sturgeon, and Hallsville. Columbia voters supported the school district's plans for improvements by approving a $50 million bond issue with 63% of the vote. The bond will fund construction of a new elementary school and other needed improvements to schools within the Columbia Public School District. Superintendent Chris Belcher celebrated the bond's passing alongside winning candidates Helen Wade and Jonathan Sessions at Blue Restaurant and Wine Bar.
I'm so pleased with the community's response to our 10-year facility plan. Getting another 64% is this community saying we love our public schools, we want our kids to have good facilities and our teachers to work in good classrooms, so we're going to keep working the plan.
Belcher says the improvements are a reflection of Columbia's growth and that he was 90% sure the bill would pass. The bond needed 57% approval to pass. University of Missouri graduate student Ginny Chadwick won the vote for Columbia City Council's first ward Tuesday. One of Chadwick's campaign platforms was her support of sustainability for the city. KBIA's Sam Neff has this.
Columbia Environment and Energy Commission member Alice Turner says she likes that Chadwick describes herself as a progressive. Turner says she also liked Chadwick's position on a recent development issue on 8th and Locust Streets, one she says Chadwick would not have supported.
I feel sure that she is supportive of renewable energies and energy efficiencies and will support the work of the Energy Environment Commission.
Chadwick unofficially won the office with about 68% of the 777 votes cast. Sam Neff, KBIA News.
The Boone County Fire Protection District is moving forward with a plan to purchase new equipment and facilities. The $14 million bond unofficially passed on Tuesday night with 72% of the total vote. Battalion Chief of the Boone County Fire District, Gal Blumenkamp, hopes the approved bond, which will be in effect for 20 years, will create a better living environment for the 250 volunteers.
We have a station residency program of volunteer firefighters that live in our firehouses for free. That's how we staff our stations. So being able to provide them a space that is comfortable, that is livable, that is wants to keep them there, that's an important thing.
The bond states that a resident who owns a $150,000 home will pay an additional $70.25 in property tax over the first 10 years of the bond and $28.50 over the last decade of the bond. The chairman of the board of the Boone County Fire District, Dave Griggs, says plans for the renovations have already been drawn up, but there is no current timetable for completion. Missouri's Republican-led House has backed off its opposition to new education standards and endorsed legislation to keep them in place while a commission studies their effectiveness. State education officials voted to adopt the Common Core state standards in 2010. Since then, opponents have charged that the standards take away control of curriculum from local school districts. In municipal elections that took place across the state yesterday, mid-Missouri voters made decisions on city councils, school board members, and a range of ballot issues. In Columbia, voters chose a first ward city council member, with first-time candidate Ginny Chadwick taking the majority of the votes in the council race. Columbia voters also decided on three Columbia school board seats. Those went to incumbents Helen Wade and Jonathan Sessions, and former member Paul Cushing took the third seat. Boone County voters also approved a $50 million bond issue for Columbia Public Schools and $14 million for the Boone County Fire Protection District. Voters in the Harrisburg School District approved Proposition 2. The passing of the bond means that the Harrisburg School District has been granted $2 million. This vote wasn't as close as some on Tuesday night, as the bill passed unofficially by a nearly 75% approval rate. School Board President Sean Cochran knows that the surrounding community has the best interest for the students of the school district and is optimistic about the upcoming possibilities.
Community is a big part of this school district. Anytime we need help or, you know, just to the smallest thing, parents, community members are always willing to step up. So, you know, it really makes me feel good and makes me look forward to moving forward with this.
District Superintendent Lynn Proctor will now start developing a course of action for the upcoming improvement projects.
We have our regular monthly Board of Education meeting next Monday, and so I anticipate that we will really start some proactive discussions and get some wheels in motion to make things start to happen as soon as possible.
In a previous interview, Proctor said the school district would likely start the improvement projects this summer. She hopes they will be finalized by the fall semester. Glenn Costales will take on the duties as Jefferson City's 4th Ward Council member after unseating incumbent Carrie Turgeon. With just over 1,000 votes cast, Costales won with a final count of 537 to 490. After serving on the City Council for 6 years, Turgeon says she is proud of what she has accomplished during her time in office.
If they've spoken, the voters want something else. I'm very positive. I bring a lot to the table. I'm very active and involved, and I give it my all.
Turgeon went on to say that she looks forward to focusing more attention on her local business. Costales attended a private watch party and was unreachable for comment. Jefferson City voters also voted in favor of Proposition A, eliminating primaries for city elections. Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to a budget plan that could help the unaccredited Normandy School District stay open through the end of the academic year. A supplemental budget bill passed Tuesday by the House and Senate includes $2 million that could go to Normandy if needed. The suburban St. Louis district is financially strained, partly because of a state law that requires unaccredited districts to pay the costs of students who wish to transfer elsewhere. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.